Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Principal Chris Winfrey with Castle Heights Elementary for our weekly Carbon School District update. Chris, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thank you again.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate you having me here. It's great. I always love coming in and chatting with you, so thanks.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk about Castle Heights. Let's dive right into it. It is the holiday season. We're approaching the final days of November, going into December, and Angel Tree is definitely something that has its place in this community, and Castle Heights always does a terrific job with this program.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. Our student government runs the Angel Tree at Castle Heights, and I know a lot of people know what the Angel Tree is, but for us, it's an opportunity to try to give back to some of the students who we know at our school are probably going to be struggling this Christmas. And for the community, it's an opportunity for them to come in and help out, giving back to members of the community. You can come into the school starting next week, and there'll be, not names, but there'll be cards on the Christmas tree just there in the lobby of the school. It'll have the age and the gender of a student and something that they need. And we try to go through and identify five or six families within the school who are in need. And we don't actually just focus on the kids at our school, because if they have younger siblings, if they have older siblings, we want to make sure that they're having their needs met as well. So it's a great opportunity to provide a good holiday for those who may be struggling a little bit on their own.
Now, is anyone in the community welcome to go in and take an angel off of the tree?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we encourage people from the community to stop in, grab a name. They can take it with them. They buy the gift, bring it back wrapped with the card on the gift, and then just leave it back under the tree. And then prior to Christmas, we'll take all of those, contact the parents of the families, and let them come pick those things up. And we've done this for quite a few years now, and I know almost all the schools in Carbon District do the same thing. But for us, it's just an opportunity for us to help out some students who we know may not have the best Christmas. And, you know, it's not just for students at the school to do, but also for the community to come in and participate.
It's probably one of my favorite programs. I mean, really, no child should wake up on Christmas morning and not have something they need or want, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's not that, you know, these families don't want to provide for their kids. I mean, these are hardworking, great people who may just be having some tough times. And we love the fact that, you know, as a school, really, our part is organizing. I mean, we're not going out buying these gifts for the kids. We organize it, we set it up, and then, you know, Carbon County just comes up and steps up big time, and members of the community come in and buy these gifts and provide Christmas for these kids.
Well, let's move on and talk about another Christmas-oriented type, I guess we call it a shop that you guys are doing,
yeah.
Right? Santa's Workshop.
Right, Santa's Workshop. So December 13th, 14th, and 15th at Castle Heights Elementary, there's a room at the school. Our PTA actually facilitates this. And really, Santa's Workshop is designed for the kids at the school to be able to come in and buy things for their families. So they stock it full of gifts. You know, there's different things, the I Heart Daddy mugs and Number One Mom kind of trophies and lots of little fun trinkets and things like that. And so the idea actually is we let all the classes walk through the room. They have a list, and it has mom, dad, brother, sister, all those kinds of things on there. And they write down ideas of gifts they want to get for members of their family. And they're discounted, really cheaply priced gifts. And then the kids can come back with money and they can buy things that they can then give to their parents. We also, the PTA wraps the gifts for the students if they want them wrapped there. So chance for kids to be able to come in and buy some things for members of their family so that they can participate in Christmas as well.
Now, you guys have been doing this forever. I mean, I went to elementary school at Castle Heights, and I remember, as you described this, going through that exact same process when I was a kid. I mean, this is a long-running tradition at Castle Heights.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time, way before I've been there. But it's something I want to make sure we keep going because, you know, we want to make sure that the kids have an opportunity. I mean, let's be honest, everyone looks forward to the gifts that they can get, but we want to make sure that kids can give as well. And it's hard for kids sometimes to be able to feel like they can afford to buy things for members of their family. We provide them that opportunity at the school.
Again, we're joined right now by Castle Heights Principal Chris Winfrey. Let's talk about the holidays in general before we move on and talk some sports at Castle Heights here for a second. How difficult is it to keep these kids focused? I mean, you just got out of Thanksgiving. Christmas is going to be here before you know it. You got like, what, 3 weeks?
Right.
Look, as a kid, I'd be checked out. I mean, I'd be set to go. And maybe even as a teacher, I'd be set for Christmas break. Is that a difficult 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's probably the hardest part. I mean, as teachers, you know, we give them Thanksgiving break off. And I'm one of the ones who firmly believes that the holidays, the days off of school, those are actually designed for the adults, not for the kids. I think the kids would probably be okay going to school year round. But as adults, you know, we need that time to recharge a little bit. You go off on Thanksgiving break. And Jordan, to be honest, we had phenomenal weather all over the state of Utah for Thanksgiving break. So I think people had an opportunity to relax a little bit. But it's like that carrot dangling out there. Hey, guess what? Christmas is coming. So we come back. But you know what? Everybody's really focused at the school. We're trying to get the students ready for mid-year exams. So we've got mid-year exams that we're doing throughout the school. And with our focus on reading and trying to understand specifically where students are struggling in reading, our teachers are really busy. The kids are being assessed on a weekly basis, just short progress monitoring assessments with the students to see how they're doing on phonemics and phonics, you know, understanding fluency and things like that. So we're really keeping the kids busy and making sure that they're ready for where they need to be mid-year. It's really an opportunity for us as a school to assess, are we working towards our goals? You know, we have goals that we set for the school for this year. We're reaching that mid-year point, and are we on track to achieve those goals?
Now, with that being said, let's move on and talk about the archery team. I think this is pretty cool. You don't necessarily associate elementary school with any sort of extracurricular sports team-oriented activity, I guess, right? I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have competitive teams at the elementary level. When you get to middle school, then you get football and basketball and volleyball, right, and those kinds of things. But no, generally at the elementary age, they're competing in rec sports and those kinds of things. But we do actually have an archery team, and this is something new for us. This is our second year of the archery team. Archery at Castle Heights isn't new, and for anyone who's been around for a long time, you're familiar with Bill Bate. He was a former principal at Castle Heights, former teacher in this district, and he's currently our PE teacher, and he's been facilitating archery for fourth and fifth graders for a long time. Last year, a new teacher to the school, Kyle Hansen, who we got from Spanish Fork, he is an archery instructor as well and has had students at the elementary level doing competitive archery teams. So we started that last year. We had about 35 to 40 kids who competed and actually went on to a state archery tournament up in Salt Lake and competed and did very well as a school. We finished fourth in the state as an elementary school in our first year. So we're excited for year number two. We've got 40 boys and girls, fourth and fifth graders, signed up for this team. And they get team archery shirts with Castle Heights logo on them. And they'll start practicing. I believe it's just a week before Christmas starts. They'll start practicing. They come in 3 days a week in the mornings before school. They actually shoot in the gym at school. We have archery range set up in the gym. And they'll train and get ready to go for the state competition again coming up in February.
It's very neat.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for kids at that age to participate in something outside of school, but to have pride in their school. And if you've never been to one of these archery events, Jordan, they're incredible. It's the same week as the Outdoor Expo in Salt Lake. So they have the big Outdoor Expo at the Salt Palace, and they have just one massive room, and it probably has 50 to 60 kids lined up all at one time shooting bows and arrows, and they take it very seriously.
Oh,
it's
I'm
awesome.
Sure, yeah.
They have you know, range masters there keeping everybody safe, and parents are coming, welcome to watch, and it's just a blast.
Well, again, Principal Chris Winfrey joining us here to give us an update on Castle Heights for our weekly Carbon County School District update. It's always a pleasure to get you in, Chris, and I know we'll do it again real soon.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Again, for more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.